We got to the two dots, the second to last line in Beis Hamikdash. So we're going through the different things that the Mishnah mentions that are either Chametz Taruvos or Chametz Nukshan, and therefore you have to get rid of them before Pesach. So the final one is Rabbi Yezer. Rabbi Yezer says, Av Tachshitei Noshim, even Tachshitei Noshim are also, you have to get rid of them. So the Gemara asks, Tachshitei Noshim Tzalka Daitach? Tachshitim literally means they're what they put on to adorn themselves, which should either be jewelry or makeup. Either one of those should not be chametz. So why is Rabbi Yezer saying that you're getting rid of them? So Ela'ema, rather, says the Gemara, doesn't mean tachshitei noshim, rather it means aftipulei noshim. The tipulim, the things that they attach, the paste that they attach to their skin in order to pull it off and remove the hair, the unwanted hairs that they have. Now, before we go further, just to point out, according to one pshat, it was a havamin, and we didn't come out like that at the maskana, but according to one pshat, the kailin shel soifim was a paste that the girls put on themselves to pull out the hairs. And that, everybody agreed, was a problem. And over here, we're saying there's tachshitei noshim, which Rabbi Eliezer says is a problem, which is mashma that the Tanna Kamma holds is not a problem. So if they're one in the same, first of all, what's he adding if they're one in the same? And second of all, before it wasn't a machlokes, and now it is a machlokes. So Tosis explains that before was the one that was to remove the facial hair. So that one doesn't become so disgusting. It's still edible. It's chametz nukshe. It's not meant to eat, but it's still, it's at least it's not mis to the point that it's nisam me'achilas chalev. And therefore, everybody agrees that that one's a problem. Masha Engin over here, we're talking about it removes the hair on the body and the pubic hair and that type of hair, which is much more mius from where it's being used. And therefore, that one, the Tanna Kamma held, because it's mius, it's already considered that it's not edible to the point that it's not even chametz nukshe. And Rabbi Eliezer held that even this needs to be, is still considered something that is chametz that needs to be gotten rid of. The Amar of Yudam Rav, where do we see this idea of Tipulin Nashim, and where do we see that it's chametz? Like Rabbi Yudah says in the name of Rav, Benois Yisrael, the Jewish girls, Shegil Lepirkon, that they reached maturity, V'loyegil V'chal Shonim, but they didn't reach age yet, meaning they're maturing younger than the average age of everybody else, and therefore they're a little bit embarrassed of it, and they want to remove those hairs. So Benois Aniyim, the poor girls, Teiflis Aizim Besid, they would remove them with lime. Benois Ashirim, the rich girls, Teiflis Aizim Besidus, they would make a paste made out of flour, and that's why it had chametz in it. And they would use that to remove the hairs. And Benois Melachim, the even richer, the ones from the real high class, the daughters of kings, the Shemen Amar, so they would remove it with Shemen Amar. Shemen Amar, like it says in the Megillah, with regard to the girls when they were preparing for Achashverosh, it says, Shisha Chadashim with Shemen Amar, 6 months, they would prepare the girls with Shemen Amar, with this oil that removes the hair and smooths out the skin. My Shemen Amar, what is this Shemen Amar? Rav Huna Bar Yirmi Amar Sateches, it's balsam, which is a certain type of oil that makes the skin so soft that, first of all, it softens the skin. That's advantage number one. And number two is because of that, it causes all the hairs in that area to fall out. And Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba Amar Shemen Zayis Shalehi V'yashlish. It's olive oil that was pressed from olives that are not yet a third ripe. Tanya, we have a bright. Rabbi Yudah Aymer, Rabbi Yudah says, Anfiknain. It's a brisa menachis that mentions a type of oil known as amfiknin. That's referring to shemen zayis shelo yivyashlish. It's referring to this olive oil that was pressed from olives that are not even a third ripe. The lama sachanai say, why would a person use it to anoint to smear on his body? Because it causes the hair in that area to fall out. Umaadin es abasar, and it softens and makes the flesh, the skin in that area, very, very soft and very smooth. Then the Mishnah said, Zaklal, the rule is, Koshum Mimindogan, anything that has grain in it, so then it has to be gotten rid of. So the Brisa says, Tanya Amar Bishua, If the Mishnah is going to say koshu min dagan hareza over bePesach, that anything that has grain in it you have to get rid of on Pesach, and then the Mishnah continues that if you don't get rid of it and instead you eat it, you're b'chayiv alav but not karis. So we know the rule already. So why did the Gemara have to give the examples? Once you know the rule, you'll figure out anything that has chametz in it, these rules apply. So the Gemara answers, the reason why we gave these examples is that you should recognize them and their names. So this way, if you hear, let's say kuta chabavli, so the average person doesn't know what kuta chabavli is; he just knows it's a dip. But now that he knows that we discussed that kuta chabavli is a potential chametz problem, so he'll realize that there's chametz in kutach, and therefore it has to be gotten rid of. And the same idea, another thing is we mentioned before that kutach habavli has milk in it, and therefore if he's eating meat, he'll know not to eat kutach habavli. Kiha, like the following story, that Ubar Marava, it was a person from Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, they didn't have kutach habavli; it was something that was primarily eaten in Bavel, hence its name. So Ikla leBavel, one time he came to Bavel, have a bisra vaday, and he had meat with him. He was planning on eating a meat meal. Amaluhu, and he asked the people, maybe his host or whoever it was, he asked him, Karivali Maskilto, could you please bring me something to dip my bread into? So Shoma the Ka'amri, he overheard them saying, Karivalu Le Kutach, bring him Kutach. Now, had he not had a Mishnah, he wouldn't have known what this Kutach is. It's something that they don't serve in Eretz Yisrael, they only serve in Babel. And he would have used it. But keeping the Shoma Kutach, but now that he heard the name Kutach and he recognized that Chazal say the Kutach HaBavli has milk in it, Perish, he knew to stay away from that dip, to not use it. Harei Elulaz Hara. So the Mishnah said, for the following things, for Chometz Taruvis and for Chometz Nuksha, if one would eat them on Pesach, he would only be Ivra Lahav, but he would not be Chayiv Karis. So the Mishnah wants to know, Man Tana, who's the Tana of our Mishnah? The Chometz Dog and Gomra Ayedei Taruvis, the Chometz from grain, edible chametz, that now got mixed up. You don't have the chametz by itself, the end, and we'll learn later on in the sugya what's the shear of chametz that is called chametz taruvis, and it's no longer called real chametz. But whatever is called chametz taruvis, the noiksha be'enei or chametz that's be'en, but it's noiksha, it's hard to the point that it's not edible. So these two types of chametz, who's the tana that holds that the lav, that there would be a lav for eating them? Because we're going to see soon that there is a manda amar that holds that even though they're also to be eaten, they won't even be a lav. So who's the tana that's the tana of our mission that says at least a lav, there won't be karis, but at least a lav there will be? Amar Yehuda, amar Rav. Rav Yehuda says in the name of Rav, Meir he. It's the opinion of a Meir. The tanya, because we have a brisa, the brisa says, Seyar Yisarif. We're going to have later on in our parak a discussion about Seyar. What is Seyar? Seyar is a dough that's in the middle of rising, but it didn't complete the rising process yet. So a raw dough before it starts rising is edible. Once it starts becoming chametz, and it's in the middle of the process, so because it's nishtahin, nishtaher, it's not matzah, it's not chametz, so at that point in time, it's not edible, so it will be like chametz nuksha. Once it's fully rise, so then it'll be going back to be regular pure chametz gomer. So Seyar, says the Braisa, at this dough, at the point that it's considered Seyar, that it's in the middle of the rising process, Yisarif, it must be burnt. The nice of the carbon, you can feed it to your dogs. The Eichlai, if someone eats it, the Arboim, he gets Malkus. Not Karis, but yes, Malkus, because like we said, Chametz Nuksha only gets Malkus, not Karis. So before we go further, the Gemara asked a question. Hagufa Kasha. The Gemara contradicted itself. The Braisa. Amit Seir Yisarif. At first you said Seir has to be burnt. Ama Asubana. No, that means Seir is already considered Chometz to be Asubana. The Hadar Tani, and then the Braisa continues and says, you can feed it to your dog. Ama Mutubana. So that means Seir is Mutubana. So what is it? Is it Asubana or is it Mutubana? So the Gemara says, Hakikam. This is what the Braisa means to say. Now before we go further, just as an introduction, in the rising process, so first you have the dough, then the first thing that happens to the dough is that it starts becoming pale in color, then it starts cracking, And the first stage of that is it gets two long cracks in it, which we call karnei hagavim, the horns of grasshoppers, because it looks like the two antennae on top of a grasshopper's head. And then it gets a lot of cracks that it's full of cracks. So there's going to be a machlokes later on between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, what stage is what. Reb Meir holds that when it becomes pale, that's the stage that is called chametz nuksha, that it's called seir. Once it hits karnei hagavim, then it's already considered chametz gomer. Reb Yehuda says, no. When it turns pale, it's still matzah. It's not even chametz. Then, when it hits karnei hagavim, that's when it's called seir. And only when it hits the stage that it's full of cracks, that's when it's considered chametz gomer. So based on that, says the Gemara as follows. Hachi ka'amar. This is what the Baisa means to say. Seir yisarif. Seir must be burnt. The Reb Meir, the Reb Meir, the Reb Yehuda, the Reb Yehuda. Each time to his respective seir, meaning Reb Meir when it turns pale, or according to Reb Yehuda when it gets to karnei hagavim, then each one, the Shitasi, holds that it has to be burnt because it's chametz nuksha, and chametz nuksha has to be gotten rid of. V'noisin l'fnei kavui, that which the Mishnah says, the Braisa says, that you seir may be fed to dogs, that means it's motibana, the Reb Meir, the Reb Yehuda, means Reb Meir's seir, which is when it turns pale, according to Reb Yehuda, it's not even chametz yet. So Reb Yehuda says it's motir bana. The Rishonim speak out, really it should be even motir b'achilu midaraisa. Midarabanan, we were gezer not to eat it. But that they were only gezer on achilu, they were never gezer on anan, therefore it's motir bana. The ha'oichloi b'arboim, that which the Braisa continues and said, if you eat it, you get malchus, a son of Reb Meir, is going to go into Reb Meir. Meaning that same sayer that Reb Yehuda says is motir b'hana, Reb Meir holds is chametz nuksha, and therefore if someone eats it, would get malchus.
Not
chametz nuksha, the one that's only turning pale, according to Reb Meir, is that's called chametz nuksha, that's called seir. It's only chametz gomer once it hits the next stage of.
And he gets malchus.
Because that's exactly what we're out to prove. We're trying to find the Tana who holds that chametz nuksha gets malchus for eating it. Not Karis, but at least Malchus.
Oh, we're calling it Chametz Nuksha, and he's still
Malchus. Right. Okay. Right, so that's our lie. I mean, that's what we're looking to prove. We're looking to find who's the Tana that says Chametz Taruvis and Chametz Nuksha get Malchus. So over here we see, at least by Chametz Nuksha, that Reb Meir says what Lishitasi is considered Chametz Nuksha. He says if you eat it, you're Chayav Malchus. So at least by Chametz Nuksha, we see that Reb Meir holds that there's malchus.
Shamin. Because
it's seir, it's in the middle of the process, so it's called nuksha because it's not edible as is.
So why does that have to be Why can't it be Reb Yehuda according to his seir when it's karnei
hagavim? And echanami. Well, he didn't speak about it. We don't have a bais either way. It's possibly that Reb Yehuda would hold that his is also chayav malchus, but that we don't have a raya. What we have a question is seir or chametz nuksha in general chayav malchus or not? Reb Yehuda wasn't talking about his one in the braisa, so maybe he agrees. Right, the one we were talking about is Reb Meir's seir, right? Yeah, but maybe an echanami Reb Yehuda agrees. We just don't have a rai. Right. So shaminu leid Reb Meir. So what do we see from Reb Meir? Nuksha ve'enei bilav. The chametz nuksha as is. If one eats it, he's chayav a malchus, like the braisa says explicitly. The koshking chametz dog and gomer ayinei taruvis. So for sure, says Reb Yehuda Amarav, for sure chametz taruvis, which in his opinion is more chomer than chametz nuksha. So if even chametz nuksha is going to get malchus, koshken chametz taruvis is going to get malchus. That's shita number one. Shita number two, Reb Nachman Omar. Reb Nachman says again, we're looking for the Tana who says that chametz nuksha and chametz taruvis are chayav malchus. He says Reb Lozer, the Tana is Reb Lozer. The Tanya, because we have a Braisa, al chametz dagen gomer on ishkaris. And real chametz, then if one eats it on Pesach, he's chayav karis. Al eruvo, if it's only chametz taruvis, it's not chametz be'en, chametz by itself, but rather it's chametz in a mixture, so then there's no karis, rather there's only a lav. Divrei Reb Eliezer. So Reb Eliezer says clearly chametz taruvis gets malchus. Macham say no. Al chametz dag and gomer on ishkaris. Chametz dag and gomer, we agree that there is a chi of karis. That says that befares in the Torah. But al eruvoi, but on chametz that's ayyadei taruvois, But like klum, there's nothing. There's not even malchus. Not only is it not karas, there's not even malchus. So what do we see? Shamin l'Rabbi Eliezer. We see from Rabbi Eliezer, Dama dog chametz dog and gomer ayidei teruvis b'lav. The chametz dog and gomer ayidei teruvis has a lav. The kol shkei nuksha be'enei. So he holds that if chametz ayidei teruvis has a lav, kol shkei chametz nuksha has a lav. Meaning the machloekas Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav and Rabbi Nachman is which one's more chomer. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav holds that teruvis is more chomer because it's edible chametz, and therefore he holds if you have a source that says chametz nuksha gets malchus, kol shkein chametz taruvis gets malchus. Reb Nachman held the opposite. Chametz nuksha is more chomer because it's be'en. Chametz taruvis is only ayidei a mixture. Therefore, he holds that if you have a source that chametz taruvis gets malchus, you would know kol shkein chametz nuksha. And the Gemara like speaks this out. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, Reb Nachman, who says that the Tanna is Reb Eliezer, my time along with Reb Yehuda, why didn't he say like Reb Yehuda that the Tanna is Reb Meir? Because Amalach, he'll tell you, again, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, of Rabbi Nachman, Nuksha is more chomer. So just because Rabbi Meir says you get Malchus on Nuksha, it's not a right that you get Malchus on Teruvus. Maybe you definitely get Malchus on Nuksha, which is more chomer. Our Chomets dog and Gomer Ayidei Teruvus, Masha Engin Chomets Ayidei Teruvus, which is less chomer, lo, you have no right you get Malchus. And the opposite as well, Rabbi Yehuda, my time of Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Yehuda, who said it's Reb Meir, why didn't he say like Reb Nachman that it's Reb Eliezer, who says that there's Malchus on Teruvis? The Teretz is Amalach, because in his opinion, he holds that Teruvis is more Chomer. So therefore, Amalach, he'll tell you, I can't like Reb Eliezer, that which Reb Eliezer said over there, you get Malchus for eating Teruvis, is Elacham is Dagum Gamar Ayidei Teruvis, which in Reb Yehuda's opinion is more Chomer. But Nuksha, even if it's Be'en, even if it's not Ayidei Teruvis, since it's less chomer because it's not edible, lo, you have no raya according to him that you get malchus. Lo yomar. Tanik avos edir Reb Yehuda. We have a brisa that supports the opinion of Reb Yehuda that nuksha is more chomer than is less chomer than taruvis. Tanik avos edir Reb Yehuda, because the brisa says, Kol machmetz is leisekele. You can't eat chametz, and it says kol machmetz is leisekele. We'll see soon what the drasha is. The rabbi is kuta chabavli to include kuta chabavli, the Babylonian dip, the sheikh ramadi, the beer that comes from Madai, the chametz adaimi or the vinegar that comes from Edaim, the zeisam amitri, and this medicinal concoction that we had that comes from Mitzrayim. All these things are chametz ayidei taruvis. Yochel, I would think yonish karas that there would be karas for them. Tamalaymo ki kol aichel chametz lenichrusa. The pasuk with regard to karet says kol aichel chametz lenichrusa, which tells us how chametz dog and gomer onish karis, only for real chametz is there karis alei ruvi, but on chametz taruvis belav there's only a lav, not karis. It's excluded from karis. So we'll see soon exactly what the drushes are, but before we go to explain the brisa, man shamelei da amar alei ruvi belav, who's the one who says that there's a lav for taruvis? Rabbi Eliezer. Because that's the second brisa says beferish according to Rabbi Eliezer says beferish. Chametz ayidei teruvis gets a lav. Vilu nuksha ve'eni lekamer. Now our Mishnah gave seven examples, four of chametz nuksha and three. Four of chametz taruvis and three of chametz nuksha. This brisa only gave the first examples, the ones of taruvis. It didn't give the examples of nuksha, which we mashma. It's coming to say davka chametz taruvis gets malchus, and not nuksha. Why? Shema Amina must be Nuksha. Rabbi Eliezer, let's take that Rabbi Eliezer doesn't hold the Nuksha, because like Rabbi Yehuda is saying, Teruvis is more Chomer. So Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that there's a lav by Teruvis, it's Da'afka Teruvis, but not by Nuksha. And therefore, only on Teruvis would there be Malchus, but on Nuksha, according to this opinion, their Taka would not be Malchus.
Our Gemara Da'afka said lav?
Our Mishnah said lav, yes. Harei Azor of the name Bon Karas.
But
on all seven.
That's right. But it's still Usher, it's still the Usher.
Everybody agrees it's Usher. The question is there...
Either it's
Usher Midrabanan, or sometimes it's like, sometimes we could have an Isra, even the rise like an Isra say, it doesn't have... But Enechanami, we passes, we don't have a Joshua. We passes, if it's not allowed, it means it's Darabanan.
And that would be that...
That's like the opinion that Taruvis is more Chomer than Naiksha.
Taruvis is more Chomer, right? Yeah. Naiksha wouldn't be
Chomer. Says the Gemara. Now the Gemara comes to explain the drushes. For Kol Machametz Leis Dechelu teaches us for the lav to include taruvis, whereas by Kol Eichel Chametz Nichrusa, which is the Karis, it's limited to pure chametz, not taruvis. So the Gemara says, where does he know that the taruvis is over a lav to chesiv Kol Machametz Leis Dechelu? So it's included in the pasuk of Kol Machmatzas Leisechelu. Ihochi, if that's the case, Karas Namin Lechayiv. So as of now, the Gemara is assuming that it's from the word Machmatzas. From the fact that the Torah wrote Machmatzas as opposed to Chametz, it's coming to tell us that any mixture that has Chametz in it, even if it's only Ayadei Tarulis. If that's the case, in fact, the Gemara Karas Namin Lechayiv, then Tarush should also be Chayiv Karas, because with regard to Karas, we have a different pasuk that says, even though the first pasuk only says chametz and it doesn't say machmetzes, the pasuk that we quoted before, but there is a different pasuk that says ki kol eichel machmetzes v'nichrusa. So if the word machmetzes is what includes taruvis, we should include taruvis for the karas as well. Says the Gemara, humi ba'ilei, that pasuk of machmetzes is used l'chedetanya. If it would only say chametz, then ein li ela shenis chametz meilav. We had this price quoted in the previous parak. I would only think that if it became chametz on its own, would you be chayiv? How did you know if you needed some other thing to, as a catalyst to make it become chametz? How do you know that nonetheless one is chayiv on such chametz? What's the lashon of the puzzle before? Where is it? Ki kol eichel machmetzes v'nichrusa. Someone who eats machmetzes, even something that became chametz on something else, gets karis. So that machmetzes is not extra to include taruvis, because it's already used to teach us real chametz, but it needed something else to make it chametz. If that's the case, the lav nami, the machmetzes that's written by the lav, not to eat machmetzes, again, how is that one used to teach us even chametz taruvis? Also, it's needed to teach us the same thing, that there will be a lav on chametz that was needed to become chametz, i.e. some other catalyst. Says the Gemara, you're right. At the time of Rabbi Eliezer, Mikol, that which Rabbi Eliezer says that taruvis is included is not from the word machmetzes, because the word machmetzes is used, like we just said, to include chametz that became chametz ayinei something else. Rather, it's from the extra word kol, all types of chametz, meaning not only pure chametz, even chametz ayinei taruvis. So, frankly, more if that's the case, Hasam Nami, with regard to the chorus as well, Oksiv kol, it writes kol as well, so the kol by the Karas should also include Ayidei Taruvis. Teretz is Aumi Boyle, the Rabbis is Hanoshim. The call that's written by Kol Eichel Chametz V'Nichrusa, that's coming to say that not only are men Chayiv Karas for eating Chametz, but even women are Chayiv Karas for eating Chametz. Frayti Gemara, Noshim mit Rabbi Yudah Amarav Nafka. Why do you need a Rebuy for Noshim? We know it from Rabbi Yudah Amarav's rule. The Amar Rabbi Yudah Amarav, that Rabbi Yudah said the name of Rav, Achin Tamil Be'i Rabbi Shmuel, and the same thing we have a Baisa from Rabbi Shmuel. Omar Kra, it says in the pasuk Isha ki yasa mikol chatos ha'adam, a man or a woman who would sin any of the averes that the Torah says, Hisha akaz of Isha l'ish l'chol anshim et shem ha'Torah, that the Torah compares men and women for all of anshim in the Torah, meaning even though by assays we know there's many assays that women are excluded from any mitzvah assays as man krama, when it comes to Isurim, which weren't anshim, then there's no difference between men and women. All lavin apply to both equally, and even if they're zman grama, ladies are not excluded, they're not exempt from them. So if that's the case, the lav of chametz, since it's a lav, since it's an einish, a woman should automatically be included. Why do you need a special rebuy of kol to tell us that a woman is chayiv if she eats chametz? Says the Gemara, itzrich. You need a special drush over here. Why? Pasal kedai techamina, I could have thought to say, hoyil. Uksiv loyseichel love chametz. Shivas yom teichel love matzahs. There's a hekesh in the pasuk. Do not eat chametz on Pesach. Rather, for 7 days, eat matzah. So you would say, kol sheyesh nevukum achol matzah. Anybody who's obligated to eat matzah, yesh nevukal teichel chametz, is chayiv if he eats chametz. V'hani nashi, women, hayil v'les nevukum achol matzah, since they, according to our rules, should not be chayiv to eat matzah, because it's a time-bound mitzvah, and all time-bound mitzvahs women are part of them. So, ema bival teichel chametz nami lesnu. So maybe the hekesh should tell us that the same way that they're not chayiv in achilas matzah, so who are they? They're not chayiv for achilas karis. Kamash Velon. So that's why you needed the word kol to say that no, women are included in the kares and in thereby in the lav and the iser of achilas chametz, even though it's compared to matzah. The hashda now says the Gemara. Now we're going to flip the coin the opposite way. The hashda the israbulu b'bal teichel chametz. Now that we know anyway, regardless that women are chayv for achilas chametz because of the ribuy of kol. So now the hekesh will go the opposite way. Is Rabbi Nami l'achilas matzah. So now we'll say once you're chayv on chametz, they're even chayv on achilas matzah Pesach night, even though it's a mitzvah shlishas man krama. Rabbi Elazar, Dam Rabbi Elazar, Noshim chayevus b'achilas matzah. Dvar Torah that the rice of women are obligated to eat matzah. Shenemer like this hekesh because it says in the pasuk we circle of chametz. Do not eat chametz. Rather for 7 days eat matzah. So we dash and kosh yeshnu b'al teichel chametz yeshnu b'achilas matzah. Whoever is obligated in the lav of achilas chametz is mechuyev in the mitzvah of achilas matzah. V'hani noshi and these women nami hoyel the yeshnu b'al teichel chametz. Since we came out that they're included from the coil. And they must eat they're chayv if they eat chametz. So yeshan mekumah chametz. So therefore, who are they? They're included in the chiyuv of achilas matzah the first night of Pesach. So at the end of the day, coming back to our sugya, there's two calls. There's one call by the lav. There's one call by the chorus. The call by the chorus is coming to say include women. Since it's coming to include women, it's not extra to include taruvis. Mashenkin and the call by the lav is coming to include chametz taruvis, that even chametz taruvis is included in the lav. That's why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we know that chametz taruvis has a lav, but not karis. In fact, the Gemara, umay chazis, why did you see to say the high kol rabuya noshim umafkas eruva that you're going to use the kol that's written by the karis to include women and exclude taruvis? Amen, rabuya eruva. Maybe say the opposite. Maybe it's coming to include taruvis and to exclude women, like you would because it's compared to matzah, which is a mitzvah sensation, is man grama. Going back to that havamina. So says the Gemara, mistabra. It's mistabra to say koi ba eichlin, mar ba eichlin. When we're talking about eichlin, the things that are being eaten, so then the ribu is including more types of things that are eaten. If we're talking about when we're talking about eaters, the ones who are eating, so we're being marbe more eaters. When we're talking about when we're standing by the eichlin, marbe necholim, are we going to include the things that are being eaten? Meaning, if you look at the two psukim, the first pasuk says kol machmetzes lesechelu. That pasuk is talking about the chametz, all types of chametz. So over there, we're marbe another type of chametz, which is chametz taruvis. The second pasuk says ki kol eichel chametz. Anyone who eats chametz, so the kol is not going on the chametz, it's going on anyone, any type of person that eats. So over there, we're talking about the people that eat, so obviously, what are we going to include? We're going to include another type of person who eats, which means not only a man who eats, but even a woman who eats. We're not going to say, over here, this kol in the Pasuk HaKaris is going to come to include chametz taruvis, which is not another person who is eating, but rather another type of chametz. And that says the Gemara Maskev l'Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson asks Avud Rabuna, v'chol heged dekoy ba'ochlin, if the kol is written with regard to the ones who are eating, as opposed to the food that's being eaten, loy marben acholim, we can't include things that are being eaten. V'atanya, don't we have a brisa that says the pasuk writes regarding chelev ki kol oichol chelev min abehema. Any person who eats the fats that come from an animal, asher yakriv, that is brought as a offered as a carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, from the fact that the Torah in the Parash of Chelev says min avehema asher yakriv, so ein liyala chelev tamimin. I would only think that one would be chayiv on the chelev of an animal that's a tamim, that doesn't have a blemish, a roi lekar, because then you could fulfill the pasuk literally. This is an animal that could be brought, could be offered as a sacrifice to Hashem. Chelev bali mum min minayin. How do you know the chelev of animals that have a mum as well, that one would be chayv for eating such chelev? Tamalem mina behema. It doesn't say from the animal itself, it says from that type of animal, mina behema. So it's mashma whether it's actually roi for akrava, Or even if it's not roi for akrova, but it's still a behema that is slated for it because you were makdish the behema, even that chelev is included to be chayiv. The Brizen says further, chelev chulam minayim, but maybe that's only because you were makdish it, so it at least has some kiyum of asher yakriv. But the chelev of an animal that's totally chulin, how do you know that even that chelev is asher and one would be chayiv karas if he ate that chelev? Talmud leimar kikol. Because it says kikol eichol chelev, so the extra words kikol come to include not only the chelev of an animal that's hektish, but even the chelev of an animal that's chulin. Frankly, Gemara, based on the rules that we said before, over here, the kai ba'eichlin, the pasuk over here also says kikol eichol chelev. So the kol is written not on the thing that's being eaten, rather it's said regarding the one who is eating. And nonetheless, what we end up including from this pasuk, not another person who eats to be chayiv, rather we included another type of chaylev to be chayiv on, which we said not only a behemoth that's hektish, but even a behemoth that's chulin.
But that's a question of preference.
Alright, so that's going to be the Gemara's terence. So says the Gemara, hasam eichlin. Over there, you have no other choice. There's no other eichlin. There's no other category of eaters to include, so and it's extra. It has to include something. So obviously, marvin acholim, you're going to instead include another type of food to be eaten, meaning the chelev of chulin. Hacha, whereas over here, by the pasuk of kikol eichol chametz, the ika eichlin that there is eichlin to include because we need it for women, like we explained before. So lo yishavu eichlin u marvin acholim. So you're not going to skip over another type of eichlin which it makes more sense to include, and instead include another type of chametz, which is nechalin. Okay, so this is the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. Now, the Rabbanon who disagree with Rabbi Eliezer, and they hold that chametz taruvis does not get malchus, they hold that there is no chiyuv for chametz ayedei taruvis. Kol darshi, so must be that they don't darshan kol, because the drasha of taruvis was again kol machmetzas leisachelu. So if the rabban don't hold the taruvis, must be because they don't darshan an extra kol. If that's the case, elanosha minolu. So coming back to the other drasha, according to the chachamim, if a woman eats chametz on Pesach, how do we know she's chayav karis? That's also learned from kol. If you don't darshan kol, you don't darshan kol.
I think they use it for nashim. All we know is they don't hold the.
But why don't they darshan chametz taruvis? It must be because they hold that kol's not because the opposite way. You wouldn't a kol that's written by chametz you wouldn't use for nashim. You would use it for another type of chametz. Must be they don't darshan kol b'chlal. Right, meaning this is similar.
It says both from it.
There's two kols. There's kol machmetz leisachelu, which is written by the lav.
Right.
Meaning it's just similar to S that we had earlier. Right. One Tana holds that every time it writes S, it's meant to darshan, and the other Tana holds that you don't darshan S. Right. So there's a standing machlokes. Do you darshan kol? Do you not darshan kol? So the pashtus is if their rabbanon are not mar b'taruvis chametz, it's because that's their shita in the Torah. They don't darshan kol. Right. So the same way that they don't darshan the kol of kol machmetz leisachelu, they shouldn't darshan the kol as well of kikol eichol chametz. So if that's the case, how do they know that a woman who eats chametz is chayiv? Maybe we should go back to the original havamina, that even though it's a lav, since this lav is compared to matzah, and matzah naturally is mitzvah hazman grama, therefore, since women are parted from matzah, they should be parted from chametz. And for the Gemara, kol darshi ki kol darshi, there's a difference. In the pasuk of machmetz, it says kol machmetz leisachelu, plain kol. Plain kol, they don't darshan. But Masha Enkin in the pasuk that discusses kikol eichol chametz v'nichrusa, it says over there kikol. If it says two extra words kikol, so then already the rabbanon agree that it comes from a drasha. So the kikol by achilas chametz, that comes to that they agree to that it comes to include that women who eat chametz are chayav karis. Now, for the Gemara of Rabbi Eliezer, according to Rabbi Eliezer, who darshan's kol by itself, like he darshan's taruvis chametz to the pasuk of kol machmetz leisachelu, so Ema, why don't we say kol l'ravis is anoshim, the kol of kikol eichol chametz v'nichrusa, the kol by itself would have been sufficient to include lashim. The key kol, now that it says key kol, so you should have two drushes, two inclusions. One from the key and one from the kol. Because even according to him, the kol by itself is already a ribui. So the key is weiter extra to include a second thing. So say that the kol by itself would already include women. Key kol, now that it writes key kol, the rabbis is a ribui, maybe it comes to be my tarubis.
And yes, from
but even for the chorus. We were saying until now it's only included for the lav and not for the chorus.
Why?
Because there's no
more likely to include chorus than not.
Kolachmetz is by the lav. It says Kolachmetz leisei chelu. The other pasuk says Ki kol oichel chometz v'nichrusa. And we said that kol koy ba'oichel mar ba'oichelin. Right.
Yeah.
But now that we have two extra words in the pasuk, so we go back to what we said before by chelev. If you have no the second extra word, if you have no more oichelin to include, then we're going to include necholim the same way we did by the chelev. So now that it says Ki kol. We should say that the kol includes women, and now the key is weiter extra, and there's no other oichlin to include, so it should include taruvis, and therefore it should come out that taruvis not only has a lav, but should even have gars. V'chitema, maybe you'll tell me ki kol Rabbi Yezer le'darsh. The Rabbi Yezer doesn't darsh in ki kol, meaning to say that even though he agrees that that kol is extra to make a drasha, but when you have ki kol, he doesn't look at it as two separate drashas. It's one extra phrase to include one thing. And since again in Svara the most mistaber thing to include is another type of oichol, which is women, there's nothing extra to include taruvis. So says the Gemara, no, I'll prove you that's not true. I'll prove you from somewhere else that Rabbi Yezer holds that ki kol is considered two separate ribuyim, and you have to include two separate things because it says. Sa'ar bal taktiru. The Torah gives a lav in the Torah. Ki kol sa'ar v'chol devash lo taktiru menu isha l'Hashem. So the Torah gives a lav to bring any carbon on the Mizbeach that's either sa'ar, that's either chametz, or that's devash, that has the sweetness of Paris inside of them. So had the Brisa says, had the Torah only said sa'ar bal taktiru, that there's a lav to burn sa'ar, so eini ela kulei, I would only think that if that whole haktara is from Sa'ar, then one would be chayv for burning it on the Mizbeach. Miktsasei minayin. How do you know that if he burns even part of a haktara, the way Rashi understands is a shir haktara would be a minimum of a kezayis. So a person would only be chayv if he's makdir a kezayis. Miktsasei minayin. How do you know even if he does a partial haktara, it means he only burns less than a kezayis of chametz, nonetheless he would be chayv? Tamalever kol. The ribui of kol comes to include even miksasai, that even if he burns less than a kezayis, he would be chayv for burning chametz on the mizbeach. Eruvim minayin. Now, until now, you're chayv on a haktar of chametz and even on a less than a kezayis of chametz, but that's maybe only kol's manis ben, that it's not mixed into something else. How do you know even if it's mixed into something else, one would be chayv? Because it doesn't say kol sar v'chol devash, it says kichol sar v'chol devash. So we have two drushes, one from the kol and one from the ki. So man shamalei didarish kol, who's the Tana that tells us that we could darsh and kol? Rabbi Yezer, it's the Shita Rabbi Yezer, because we know that chom don't darsh and kol. So this brisa must be Rabbi Yezer, who makes a drush from kol. And nonetheless, v'chol darish kichol, we see that he darshins a second drush from the kichol. So how can you tell me before, regarding chametz, the chorus of chametz where it says kichol oichol chametz and nichrus, so that he only makes one drasha from the kichol and not two separate drashas, we see from over here from this brisa, which obviously has to be Rabbi Yezer's opinion, that we make two separate drashas, one from the ki and one from the kol, because he is marbel lagavi sar bal tachtiru a miktsasli, and that's from the kol, and then he says ayruvoi from the kichol. Says the Gemara at the end of the day, kasha, we have a kasha. We don't know what's pshat in Rabbi Yezer, why he's not marba from the kikol by achivas chametz, that there should be chorus even for taruvas. Okay, now the Gemara starts a sugya as follows. Amar Abavo, Amar Abiyachanan. Says Abavo in the name of Abiyachanan, kol yisurin shabatayra, all yisurin of the Torah ain hetar mitzaraf leiser. The heter that's eaten together with the iser does not combine with the iser to complete the shear. Chutz me isurei nazir, with the exception of isurei nazir. What does that mean, heter mitzaraf leiser? Meaning normally you need a kezayis of iser to be chayv. If let's say a person ate a half a zayis of iser together with a half a zayis of heter, he's not chayav because he doesn't have a shear, even though totally he ate a shear of achila, but of the iser itself he doesn't have a shear, and you can't complete the shear with the hefter. That's true, says Rabbi Yochanan, by all other isurim of the Torah. Chutz mi isurim nazir, with the exception of isurim nazir, meaning a nazir who takes wine, for example, and he dips his bread in wine and he eats it, and there's not a shear in the wine itself to be chayiv, but rather it completes the shear, the bread plus the wine together. He would get malchus for eating that, even though he's only completing the shear, I did the bread. Why? Why is that an exception to the rule? Sharei Omer Taira, because it says in the Taira, Mishras. The pasuk says with regard to another eating things that come from a grapevine, it says, V'chol Mishras Anavim Layishte. He shouldn't drink anything that's soaked in wine. It should have just said he shouldn't drink any wine. From the fact that it says this extra word Mishras, it's saying that even the bread that's soaked in wine, Layishna, why does the Torah have to tell us that? If there's a shear of wine in there, who cares if the wine's soaked in or the wine's not soaked in? Either way, he's high because he ate a shear of the wine. Must be the Torah's coming to tell us that even though you need the bread to complete the shear, nonetheless, he's getting malchus for it. So this is going to be our whole sugya. So the obvious question is, maybe it's coming to without the pasuk. Maybe even taruvus is a problem.
Maybe the
pasuk is telling us. It's a chiddush, right? You wouldn't know without the pasuk, and you need that for that. So that's what the whole sugya is going to get into. This is the same sugya we have over here, and the same sugya is in Chulin as well, and also another. I mean, this is the sugya of Tam Ke'ikar. We're going to go through that whole thing of Tam Ke'ikar, and once we're going to establish that it's not needed for Tam Ke'ikar, then we're going to get back to, so then it's extra to teach us this extra step of Heter Mitzvah of Leiser. Right, so we're going to, as we go through the sugya, we're going to figure everything out. We're going to see why over there's a riba in Mashenken, over here not. So that's the first opinion. That's the opinion of Rebbe Avol. Normally, we never say Heter Mitzvah Leiser, with the one exception of Nazir, where it says Mishras. So over there, we'll say Heter Mitzvah Leiser. Ze'iri says there's a second exception. Avtzaar Baal Taktiru, he holds that there's a second exception, that the lav of burning tzaar on the Mizbeach, that if you make one haktara of tzaar together with regular matzah, which is allowed to be burnt on the Mizbeach, and you don't have a full shear of the chametz itself, but nonetheless, since you're burning it together with the mutter stuff, and in combination, in totality, you have a shear, so over here also we'll say Heter Mitzvah Leiser, and you'll be chayav for the haktara.
What's the shear for haktara? Who says we have a shear for haktara? Maybe that's just because there's no minimum shear.
So this manamah obviously holds, not like Rashi implied before, that the chiddush is that there is no shear, but rather there is always a shear, and the chiddush of the pasuk is just that you can complete the shear ayidei the haktara of something that's mutter, that's done at the same time as the thing that's aser. So the Gemara just asked, just to leave off with the kasha, Kiman, who's this going? Like, if you want to say that we're marbut by Sa'ar Ba'atakhtira as well, that there's Heter Mitzvah Leiser, that must be going to Rabbi Eliezer to Darash Kol, because who's the one that was Marva Mitzvah and Eruva? That was Rabbi Eliezer. According to Chum, it has to be a full shear of Iser. So it must be we're going like Rabbi Eliezer. So this is really your Kasha Uri. So the Gemara says, Ihachi, if that's the case, Le'inyin Chametz Pesach Nami. So once we're going with Rabbi Eliezer has a drasha by Pesach also, of Kol Machmatzah Leisachil, that there's such a thing as Teruva's Chametz. So the same way, so Manashach, if we're going with a Chum, you shouldn't include Sar Batakhtiru. LMI, we're going with Rabbi Eliezer, so the same way that you include Sar Batakhtiru, you should also include Taruvis Chametz. Okay.